This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Wow, record warmth in November turned polar vortex in December. And just like that, it's winter. Once your soil is frozen down a couple of inches, it's time to add that mulch. You may ask, why do we wait for the ground to freeze? Well, you're looking to stabilize the soil temperature. But why? If the soil warms up, then gets cold, then warms, and so on, that creates heaving, which can lift your plants right out of the ground, exposing the roots to the brutal cold, which can kill them. Especially tender perennials like Zone 5 plants and newly planted plants whose roots are not yet really established. Having deciduous trees leaves us with plenty of leaves. Shredded leaves make great mulch that decompose too. You might consider adding some nitrogen next spring, but get a soil test first. Same goes for straw and sawdust. Straw is a great insulator, but you may find some weeds in the spring. Marsh hay is a good mulch with generally no weed seeds. It's also a little harder to find. Shredded bark, not chips, makes a good mulch too. If you have pine needles, lucky you, they're wonderful insulators and you can use grass clippings too, as long as you've skipped the lawn chemicals. Personally, I love using shredded leaves and grass clippings. When you pull them off next spring, throw them into the compost and the wonderful cycle of life continues. When applying mulch, remember to think donut, not volcano. If you pack the mulch snug up to the trunk or woody stems, you're giving a critter a place to live, right next to a food source. Some fun plant facts to ponder. A pineapple is actually a berry. A banana is an herb. And although onions make you cry, they also contain a mild antibiotic that fights infections. Find out more on GardenBite.com and on my Garden Bite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.